On to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Roxanne Roberts has the lead with 4 points. Charlie Pierce has 3. Maz Jobrani has 2.
Maz, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Because of the government shutdown, President Obama was forced to cancel his scheduled trip to blank.
Malaysia.
Yeah, Asia. On Wednesday, a jury determined that concert promoter AEG Live was not liable in the death
Michael
of
Jackson.
Star Michael Jackson, yes. Federal transportation officials investigated why 2 commuter trains in blank crashed on Monday.
2 commuter trains in blank. Oh, man, I missed that one.
Strangely enough, Chicago.
Chicago!
The long-awaited IPO for social media giant blank went public on Thursday.
Twitter?
Right. In a good news, bad news scenario, a Swedish man is fine after being nearly crushed by blank.
Oh, a boulder?
No, 1,322 pounds of bacon. Police are investigating an altercation between an SUV and dozens of blanks on
motorcycle.
The West Side Highway.
Motorcycle.
Yes, motorcyclists. In an interview this week, Mia Farrow caused an uproar when she said that her son Ronan's
Frank Sinatra.
Father might actually be, yes, a man in the UK who has been hearing strange noises while driving his car is convinced that it is haunted by blank.
Cameron's cat.
Oh, actually, you know what? A cat. I'm going to give it to you. Yes, he actually thinks it's haunted by a ghost kitten. Not that kitten, but...
Yeah.
69-year-old Malcolm Pennicard says he hears the ghost kitten meow 3 times whenever he passes a certain intersection. He's certain the kitten has unfinished business on Earth. That's why it's sticking around. Pennicard says, and this is true, quote, "It's obviously trying to tell me something, but I don't speak cat language." Carl, how did Maz do in our quiz?
Maz had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points and has taken the lead.
Well done. Okay. Charlie, you are up next. Fill in the blank. In a speech to the UN General Assembly this week, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu called the president of blank a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Iran.
Right. According to reports from Reuters, top investors at Microsoft want blank to step down as company chairman.
Bill Gates.
Right. 2 federal judges this week determined that search engine giant blank could face wiretapping charges.
Google.
Right. On Wednesday, the FBI shut down the Silk Road, an internet site dealing in blank.
Marijuana.
Right. Officials were forced to close the pool at Berkeley High School in California after the water started blanking.
Turning to wine.
No, burning the body hair off of the water polo players.
Ooh.
After getting national coverage for a 13-hour filibuster, Texas legislator Wendy Davis announced Thursday she is blanking.
Running for governor.
Yes, indeed. The president of Berea Pasta Company apologized again this week for saying that he would never feature blank people in his company's ads.
Gay people.
Right. Somehow a party did not ensue when a boat filled with blank washed ashore in a blank in Santa Cruz, California this week.
Beer.
No. A party did not ensue when a boat filled with 80 pounds of weed washed ashore in a nude beach. Police were able to recover all of the 80 pounds of marijuana as sad, naked onlookers looked by helplessly, lamenting their lack of pucks.
The remark...
Carl, how did Charlie do in our quiz?
6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 15 points, and Charlie has the lead.
Well done, Charlie. All right. Carl, how many does Roxanne need to win?
6 correct answers.
All right, here we go, Roxanne. This is for the game, fill in the blank. Reactions to last Sunday's finale of the TV show Blank were overwhelmingly positive.
Breaking Bad.
Yes, indeed. Best known for military thrillers like The Hunt for Red October, author Blank died Tuesday night at age 66.
Tom Clancy.
Right. After a suspicious package was found in one of the terminals, the airport in Blank was shut down for nearly 5 hours.
Jacksonville?
Right. The Vatican announced this week that Popes John Paul II and John the 23rd will be declared blanks on April 27th.
Saints.
Right. Fed up with snickering kids, Connecticut school officials are considering banning the offensive term blank.
The offensive term teacher.
No, the offensive term hump day for Wednesday. The insider trading trial against reality TV star and Dallas Mavericks owner Blank began this Tuesday.
Mark Cuban.
Right, after dancing with a torn quadricep, science guy Blank was eliminated this week from Dancing with the Stars.
Bill Nye.
Yeah.
Aww.
Police in Minnesota arrested a man for public intoxication after he tried to make a phone call on a blank.
In a phone booth.
No, he tried to make a phone call on a $20 bill.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, it is. Police first noticed the man was a bit tipsy when they asked him for ID, and he tried to hand them his $20 bill. And then the officers asked him if he wanted to call a friend for a ride. He said, yeah, and he proceeded to try to call his friend with the $20 bill. Sadly, his friend didn't pick up, so police took him into custody. Carl, did Roxanne do well enough to win?
She needed six correct answers. She had six correct answers.
Well
so
done.
With 16 points, Roxanne Roberts is this week's champion.
Congratulations, Roxanne.